So the MENA countries do have, there still is sort of a high unemployment rate, right? And you recognize sort of the increase in population that the region is experiencing, and also urbanization as a demographic trend, right? And we know that some of these challenges can contribute to conflict, to displacement, to broader instability, to livelihood degradation. Can you talk about the role of youth employment in broader stability within the region, and how you recognize or develop programs that integrate employment into stability initiatives?
Well, to be honest, I'm glad you mentioned that, because stability is one of the reasons that we seek, or one of the goals that we seek. And with stability, we segregate it between two. So the stability which involves peace, so the stability of the country, the stability of the community, which we do target in certain countries, and then the other side, which is the economic stability, which then supports the development of the country and its economy. So starting with the first one, which is peace, we actually do target specific countries that have a lot of conflict. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of young people deviate toward extremism and joining, you know, malicious recruitment agencies, which in turn is something, to be honest, I don't blame them, because they don't have a lot of options. And this is where our solutions help, because we do give them options, we give them alternatives to such, I would say, illegal acts or illegal paths. For us, we try to give those young men and women the opportunity and the hope for a better future to support themselves and their families, so that when they are presented with two options, even if this option gives them less income, at the end of the day, they do see this at the right way, and they do alternate from moving toward extremism and move toward the right path, which is supporting their economy, supporting their community through either employment or enterprise, or creating their own businesses. And for those communities, I would say the enterprise development has shown to be even a better option, because at the end of the day, no matter what we do, the success of those individuals remains with them. It depends on how much effort they put in, how much passion they have, and how much availability they give to the community on their own to be able to support the community as a whole. The second part, which is, you know, the economic stability. At the end of the day, Salatek never and doesn't give out handouts. We always give out, or we participate in economic empowerment projects. And I always remember, I think this is an Arabic saying, I'm not sure if there is the same in English, but it says, if you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, he will eat for a lifetime. And this is exactly what we do. Like, literally, some projects, we go into the country with our partners, we help them understand the right way to fish, we give them the actual tools that they need, we support them in getting their way into how to catch it in a sustainable way, how to market it, how to store it, and then at the end of the day, how to sell it. In some cases, if the demand is less than the supply, we also teach them how to export it. So we are actually introducing a whole solution to support not only the community, but also the country's economy. It could be on a small scale, however, it is still an improvement to the lifestyle that they had before we were able to support them.